Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Poopy.
Live?
It is live.
Poopy.
Oh,
no one's
muted. Hey, we're live.
Wait, is it working or not? Because it's not saying on my
It's live.
Bro, set the fucking... Fuck it, we'll do it live, bro.
Scoopity poopity.
Hold on, man. Red, you start it then.
Start what?
Christ, man.
Just click the fucking start.
Just fucking click it off, bro. The show's already started. 35 seconds into it, man.
I hate StreamYard when it does this bullshit. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show 189. And yes, once I really learn how to use StreamYard, it's fucking over for you, motherfucking stuff. You know what?
That was the greatest opening. StreamYard. That was the greatest opening in the history of the show.
Are we live yet?
Yeah.
Guys, are we live yet? Guys. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie, bro. On my end, it was still spinning, bro.
Spinning. It's spinning.
But, Yes, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nerdcore Live Show. As always, this is the Nerdcore Live Show. I'm your wonderful co-host, Young Yoda. I just got first blood. What the fuck was that?
Can you not?
I hate it. I'm taking my laptop.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, is that you, Brad?
Yeah, apparently.
What the fuck?
My bad.
TikTok. Brad, the title of this episode should just be called Technical Issues.
TikTok
later. Wait, I was just like, can you not?
All right. My wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
I don't fucking know.
All right.
I'm not high.
Hello to you too, Kylie. Yep. I'm already complaining. Being joined by, of course, the other half of High Flyer Radio, Aiden Angels.
What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up, man? All right.
Man, I don't know. After tonight, I might want to be called Aiden Dune, bro. Sheesh.
Aiden Atreides. Bro. And of course, being joined by the wonderful Luckiest Peach themselves. I know you are not about to wear that all show because that just feels suffocating.
Maybe I will.
Rachel.
Maybe I will. I have mouth room. I made this last year during the pandemic, so it's an actual mask. Hi. If you saw me laughing, it's because I realized I can see my nipples through this dress.
All right, so we cannot have you get up right now.
So I zoomed in quite a bit, yes.
Yeah.
I can get up, I just gotta...
Yeah. Well, you know, just for our sake of Twitch possibly banning us for stuff like that, so...
I'll show the back of the dress.
It's not like we're all in a hot tub. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna try it with fucking... That's a really cool dress. You made it yourself? Hey. Oh, they can't hear us. They can't hear us. Did you make it yourself?
I bought it. It's, well, as you can see, it's not finished. So I bought it and it was all like this. All the embroidery was like this, but I painted it blue and I did not finish.
Well, that's really cool. Well, hello everybody. Today on a wonderful Friday night here in your faces and in your ears. Before we get into all the fun and stuff, I did want to take, usually like we don't do our main topics until the end, but today I wanted to go ahead and dedicate a good amount of discussion to something that we really should be talking about. And of course, as much as I don't like to admit it, because it would mean that I would give myself some sort of credit for building this thing out, I do have a platform. And, you know, whenever I need to use my platform, I need to use it. You know, we did it. We've done it multiple times. And by now, a lot of people, you all know about what happened to what happened on the set of Rust. And an up-and-coming cinematographer, Halina Hutchins was she passed away after being shot accidentally by a prop gun, you know. Yeah. And I wanted to go ahead and give a little bit of time to that, because it's the way I'm seeing it right now, man. You know, if I would have been working on that set, and if I was the cinematographer on that set, that could have happened to me. I would have died. And, you know, Rachel too is somebody who works in the industry as well. Like, could have easily happened to Rachel too. And Luis, all our friends, Kelvin, who've been on the show, Burke, who works on sets too, like, shit that could easily happen to any of us. And you know, we all know what happened to Brandon Lee. We all know how he was, you know, he died young because of something like this. And, you know, I would have thought that that was the last time that was going to happen, that we wouldn't have to come to this again, because, you know, before that it happened in the 80s as well on another set. And, I thought, you know, maybe Brandon Lee was going to be the last time that this would happen. And, sadly that's not. And, you know, when I did my set of Before I Leave, the first thing I really, 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 what's it called? Reinforced was safety, you know, safety, not just from the equipment that we were using to make sure that no equipment fell down, but like things like an easy rig. That easy rig isn't, what's it called? Easy rig isn't easy to carry when you have a fucking red attached to it. So like, I had to ask my cinematographer, are you okay to carry this? Because I don't want it to be dangerous for you to possibly hurt your back. And even then, you know, what's it called? When they were operating that easy rig, they had a big light on top of them that they could have easily hit and broken. And those in the glass would have hurt them, and or like even worse, they could have caused a fire or something like that. And you know that to me, and it doesn't even go beyond that, my friends. It's just making sure that everybody in the set is comfortable. That's safety too. You know, making sure that everybody is there to do their job and to do it safely, but also to feel comfortable on the set, to make sure that they don't feel pressured. They don't feel like they can't work how they need to work, because the situation they find themselves on that set is making them uncomfortable. So, you know, safety will always should be 100% the first priority on a set. And it's just, I'm kind of in shock today. I'm kind of a little numb, I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, at least me and Rachel are pursuing a role in this industry. And, you know, these are things that could happen to us. And I'm going to go ahead and let Rachel go next, because Rachel is, you know, what's it called, a worker on set. So, Rachel, you want to go ahead and give your two cents on this?
Yeah, I took this off because it was too heavy on my ears. So the more I've learned about the situation, the more upset I've gotten. Because thankfully, you know, Kelvin has been looking into it more, and he's sharing his information with us. So first off, it's not a prop gun. Real guns are used on sets. Prop insinuates that it's fake. It's not fake. It's a real gun. They put blanks in it, which I guess is where that gray area is of them calling it a prop, but it's not a prop. It's a real gun. Prop doesn't mean it's fake, doesn't mean it's any less harmful. It's literally a weapon. Yeah. Second, like, so I'm going to read this off. This is from Kelvin. He sent it to us. It's from somebody's story, Kate Arizmendi, who has multiple... Yeah, they said from multiple sources with direct connection to the production,
I feel the need to share that apparently someone took the prop gun hunting on their down day before the incident and did not remove the real bullets. The prop master, who was not union and clearly inexperienced, either forgot to unload the real bullets or couldn't distinguish between a real bullet and a blank. So many people have blood on their hands. There's no excuse for this. Pay up and hire professionals, especially when you're dealing with lethal fucking weapons. I don't know what a blank looks like, so I can't compare it to what a bullet looks like, so I'm not going to speak on that part. But the chain of events that leads up to this puts blood on so many people's hands. It's not just negligence, it's ignorance.
That makes it so much worse than what I had pictured in my head.
Yeah, it's straight up ignorance. It's somebody not properly doing their job. Kelvin, also, he works more in the industry than I do. He deals with this on a day-to-day basis. He said, like, prop masters are actually very lax about gun safety, which shouldn't be the case. Like, that should have changed the second, like, it was happening. In the 80s, you can't expect that to happen, but especially after Brandon Lee died, because that was such a high-profile, you know, death. Like, there should have been some change about gun safety. Like, you need to, you know, we were discussing this in our group chat, like, the magazine should be withheld, only full of blanks, or even, you don't even need them, but, because we're in a day where, we're in a time where technology is so advanced that you, sometimes you can't even distinguish between CGI and what's real, especially with guns, unless they have lasers, I don't know, Yeah, the idea, like, what we were talking about is, like, withholding the magazine until it's actually time to use it. You don't need the magazine on there. The gun doesn't need to leave the set at any point in time, even if people are off that day. Even if you're not using it, that thing needs to stay, you know, locked up on set in a trailer unless it's being used for a scene. The fact that somebody was able to take it off set and use it to go hunting on their off day, first off, aside from everything else, is fucked up. That person that went hunting, for sure gonna lose their job. Prop master, for sure gonna lose their job. Also, this set needs to be shut down, especially hearing how messy this situation is with the chain of events leading up to her death. That set needs to be shut down. Normal, like, if it was something different, if it was less messy, see what the family says, you know, listen to what the victim's family is going to say. Otherwise, don't continue, because then they, you know, they lost their life in vain. But in this case, like, it doesn't even matter. It's fucked up. It's messy. It's, you know, neglectful and ignorant. Yes, I think it just needs to be shut down. And like Raul was saying, we both, you know, work in this, we're pursuing careers in the industry. Like, I can't imagine what everyone on set, even the PAs, like, people who weren't even involved in the chain of events, just witnessing or hearing about it, knowing that they were there and there was nothing they could do to stop it. Like, and also that just the trauma of witnessing it, and me specifically as a sound person, you know, having those headphones on, having a boom mic on, where, like, Raul knows this, I was joking about it on set a lot, you can hear everything with a boom mic. You can hear people whispering with a boom mic. You can hear people in a closed, locked room. You can hear people from across a house, because that actually happened on set. You can hear everything. I can't imagine what the sound people on that set heard, having to listen to that. Hearing the gunfire, you know, hearing absolutely everything, no matter how far away they were from it. Yeah, it's a completely fucked up situation. It needs to be shut down. Regulations regarding weapons on set need to be fixed. If anything, guns shouldn't even be allowed on sets. Because, again, CGI exists, and it's advanced enough that it looks good. It looks realistic. Yeah, so rest in peace. Hopefully she did not lose her life for nothing. I hope Alec Baldwin's okay, because it's not his fault. He's not the one who left bullets in that gun. He was just doing his job. As much as I don't like him because he is a dick, but I hope he's okay, because I'm sure, and I hope everyone else on that set is okay. I hope the director is okay, because he also was hit. Yeah.
Aiden?
I don't really feel like I'm qualified to speak on it, but, you know, it's a horrible situation.
I mean, you know, you consume the media that
yeah, I mean, I just, I think everything that I think's been said, it's just, it's a really bad situation. Like, I don't really have to speak for the ignorance of someone to take a gun that you're using during a film, you know what I mean? And like going and playing with it, man. Like, I just don't understand how that happens. That's just really my big takeaway, is the fact that someone's life was lost because of ignorance.
Yeah. All right. Well, I respect you not wanting to speak too much. Brad?
I'm kind of with Aiden. It's a sad situation that shouldn't have happened. I think Rachel's kind of said everything else.
Yeah. So, Keon, I don't know if you got something to say, bro.
I mean, coming in, sounded like Rachel pretty much hit every nail on the head. Like, it's sad, honestly, that something like this happened. But rest in peace to the victim. Yeah. Because, you know, it's something that could have been prevented and wasn't properly. So, it's just sad. That's pretty much it.
So, as always, when we leave, especially us artists, when we leave this planet, the only thing that we can honestly leave you all, who we don't know all that well, we leave you our body of work. And these are the ones that Halyna Hutchins is known for. So if you do get the chance to check out some of these movies, check out the body of work that she has left us. She grinded. I looked at this IMDb page yesterday. She grinded the fuck out of some short films. She made so many short films. She had like 5 feature film credits to her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So check out some of these movies, y'all.
Is that Mad Hatter movie out?
I don't think so.
I like Alice in Wonderland. I don't care if it's bad. I want to watch it.
Hopefully it looks good.
It says 2021.
Yeah, Mad Hatter, I think it's out already. Yeah, yeah, it's out.
Okay. The only thing that's in post is going to be good.
Yeah. Post is the only thing that's left in post from here is what's it called? Stupid bug. Singularity Song, which is a documentary short. I try to be serious, but when you got to
talk about the bug.
Yeah. But yeah, my friends, rest in peace, and things need to change, y'all. Things really need to change because this can't happen again. This shouldn't happen again. And I want to be safe on a set. I want to make sure that everybody is safe on that set with me, because making movies should be fun. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Making movies should be fun, and it should be, what's it called? It should be fun. It should be safe. And you can't do that if you go in there and you're scared to lose your life. And it's true what Rach says. It's true what everybody's been saying, honestly. CGI is cheaper, way cheaper. And these days, can't even tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's like some like 1917 shit where they show like lasers when the guns fire so you know where the bullets are going, because that's clearly fake.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's not the fucking 80s anymore. We don't need this anymore. You know, it's not the fucking 70s. You know, we've moved past. We have a lot of technology at our fingertips. And what's up?
I think Kelvin's coming on. I sent him the link. So he can definitely, because he has a lot of experience in this more than I do. He can speak on it.
I also don't want him to say anything that he's not allowed to say. All right. What the fuck? Oh, okay. He's
coming. I doubt he will.
You know, what's it called? You know, I don't know if they put fucking NDAs on Kelvin. What's up, Kelvin?
That's what I mean. He never breaks his NDAs.
Yeah.
Never break NDAs.
We're gonna just wrap up on the topic of Halyna Hutchins, but
cool.
You wanna go ahead and give your By the way, your camera's not loading.
Oh, I don't have a camera right now.
Oh, pfft. All right. So,
you want me to put in a profile picture or something?
Yeah, I don't care. You want to just go ahead and give your thoughts before we get out of here? Not get out of here, but just move on from this.
Oh yeah, it sucks ass. Don't be a bad producer, and like, yeah, could have been prevented in a lot of ways. You already heard my two cents on it pretty in depth earlier, but yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Could have been literally any of us, and it's just like, it's very arcane. A lot of things going on. Very, very old fashioned. This is old Hollywood. This is stupid. Used to change. That's my in depth 60-second this sucks ass commentary on the death. But that's really all I can. I don't want to take up too much time on it either. But yeah,
crew people like us do not just win a landmark agreement, you know, awaiting a strike for this to then go and happen to a crew member because another crew member wasn't union and was being stupid.
Oh, these strikes are about to happen again. Just watch.
Oh, absolutely.
We just won with that last one. And
well, no one's really a lot of people aren't even happy about the current strikes or what happened, you know, so tensions are still high. So we'll see what happens, you know.
All right, let me see what Stacy says here. All right, time for another Harry Potter watch along. Spike Lee's Harry Potter and the Trip to Harlem. Hey, Katie, Stacey, happy birthday. From everybody here on the Nerdcore Live Show, happy birthday, Katie. We hope that you're having a great day.
Them niggas are wizards, bro. I can already imagine it, dog. That should be crazy, yeah. Keon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yo, I hated it. Bro.
You're very welcome. Because
I knew that you were the only other one who had the same picture in my head, yep, bro.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you were here for Jabril's.
You a wizard, nigga?
In the rock of fire.
Nigga, you some kind of wizard? You some kind of warlock, nigga?
I mean, there is an American wizard school.
What's that shit called?
Ill for morning.
Oh, hell nah, bro.
Some dumb shit.
Nah, that's only for the white folk. Yeah, that's white folk.
Crenshaw. Get the fuck out of here. All that bullshit.
It's for Eddie Redmayne only.
Only for Eddie Redmayne. All right, man. But
I'm not going to no school with Eddie Redmayne in it.
Let's go. I want to get my first piece of coverage here on the live show. We know that somebody in here has already seen Dune. So I'm going to go ahead and give the floor. Aiden? Give us your thoughts.
Hold up. I gotta stop the timer on my Pokemon game. Man, Dune is the shit, dog. So I'm not gonna give any spoilers, clearly, because it just came out today. Well, technically last night, but
I'm gonna take my headphones off. So
yeah, that's fine.
With a clear head.
That's fine. I can just honestly say that like Denis is one of my favorite directors of all time. Like a lot of you guys know that like I like Blade Runner 2049. Like I fight back and forth on whether that's my favorite movie of all time or not. I love Sicario. You know, Arrival is like incredible. Like everything about his films just always leaves me wanting more. So I was really excited for Dune. I know Warner Brothers put a lot of time, a lot of money, and hopefully they can continue to keep putting a lot of money into this franchise moving forward. Because, like, at the end of this movie, I've never felt this way watching a movie, man. Like, this was just such a sweeping epic that I was just not prepared for. Honestly, this is one of those movies that if you have a chance to go see this thing in an IMAX theater, you need to go do it. Like, double up the mask, put on the face shield, whatever you feel like you need to go do to like feel comfortable. Like you need to go experience this movie in a theater in IMAX. I just, from the score to the visuals of this movie, just the acting, like I've just never been so immersed. Like I just like at the end of the movie, I was shaking. My theater was standing up and applauding. Like this was just, I've never felt this way leaving a movie before. Like I hate to say the word perfect, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
So you of course, anybody who knows Aiden, anybody who's ever spent time with Aiden, knows how much he loves Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, I love all of Denis' like filmography, man.
Yeah, Aiden has possibly rewatched Blade Runner 2049 more times than I can count on my fingers.
Yeah. No, never mind. We're still talking about it. Sorry.
So this and Blade Runner 2049, how are you feeling? Or, you know, like, is this was like,
I think that this movie is better than Blade Runner 2049. I still think I'm gonna put on Blade Runner 2049 just because of like the pure eye candy, because this film is a lot more depressing. Like, you know, obviously if you've seen the trailers, there's a lot more like grainy, earthy tones going on in this film. So it's to me, like, that's not a visual that like I like as much, but like it definitely works for the film and like what the film is doing. So I think based on the fact that I just think that Blade Runner 2049 is a pretty film to look at as well as being a good film, I would probably watch Blade Runner 2049 more, but this movie's fucking phenomenal, bro. Like, if I had to choose right now, I think I would pick Dune, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's just like, if I have to be content with today moving forward, knowing that I will never be able to watch Blade Runner 2049 again, but I can watch Dune, I think I'd be okay with that.
All right. So that's it. That's all I'll get right now, because all right. Oh, Rachel. Oh, when they lift up their head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's it called? That's all we'll get, because a lot of us haven't watched it yet. Our review is going to be, what's it called, a little late, y'all. Usually I would say, hey, next week we'll have our review of Dune on the channel. Next week, Brad and I have to do our mini pod for this month. So our review of Dune will actually be in November, the first week of November. So Brad has 2 weeks to watch this movie. If he wants to watch it in theaters, he can.
Timothy Chalamet looks like the fucking sister from Stranger Things, bro. Oh, it's fucking insane. I kept thinking that the whole movie, though, honestly.
They look exactly alike.
Like, the first time you see his face in the movie, I was like, holy shit, bro, fuck.
Not fucking just hell. in general, they look like.
Oh, yeah. Sting's in the movie, bro. You're not going to believe where he shows up, but when he does, it's incredible.
He's the sandworm, bro.
I'll leave it at that.
Saw Dune yesterday myself. Not in IMAX, though. You can definitely tell his similar shots from Blade Runner and Dune, all right?
Yeah.
And Kylie, you know, anybody who knows Kylie knows that Kylie's not really into a lot of, like, this stuff. Kylie says that it was amazing and that it was in their top three of the year.
Oh, yeah. Anything Sting's in is a top three for me.
Yeah. To me, Dune visuals are the best I may have ever seen. Yeah. All right. Any of y'all got any plans to go see Dune? Kelvin, you watching it in theaters, or you know?
Tomorrow, doing a little watch party at John's place with Pat. Yeah, it should be fun. I'm excited because Greg Fraser's DPing. He's not using Roger again.
Take some edibles. That's what I did before I went and saw it.
Oh my god, no! I'm gonna have
blew my fucking mind, man. I'll tell you that.
The sandworm is so huge.
The dude sitting next to me scooted a seat over. He knew what the fuck was going on.
No, I think
the movie started. My leg kicked open. Wow! I was like, what the fuck.
I do want to watch it in theaters for sure, but I also it's just a convenience thing and saving money thing, so I'd rather just do that.
And Rachel, I know you're gonna watch it on HBO Max one of these days, right?
I'm gonna watch it the way Denis intended, on a PSP.
On this motherfucker right here. All right.
Someone bust out the Steam Deck.
My favorite tweet was someone saying that they were going to watch Dune on their Samsung refrigerator.
I'm about to watch. Yeah, it's like, I'm about to watch Dune on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it on my Apple Watch.
Keon, most important. I turn to you because you're probably one of the most important, what's it called, groups of people of the casual movie-going audience that this movie needs to attract. Keon, are you interested in watching Dune, and will you watch Dune?
I'm trying to think of if I'm thinking about the right movie. Was it who were the, like, the three, because there were three people that I remember saying, like, all over the internet for like when Dune was getting
Zendaya, Chalamet,
Dave Bautista, probably
Jason Momoa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm interested in going to see it. That looks like
This movie is like Star Wars, Game of Thrones, and Shake It Up. I'm not gonna lie.
Zendaya is kind of all y'all really needed to say.
No lying there, no. Bro.
Is Dave Bautista shirtless? Then I'll watch it.
Sadly, I don't know, man. But
sadly,
Momoa, and Jason Momoa, honestly.
Yeah, but
I love that man.
Fucking Oscar Isaac and Rebecca Ferguson, dude. Y'all, have y'all been seeing this, bro? Oscar Isaac is on one, bro. Oscar Isaac has been like, he's taking marketing.
It's not him, bro. That's his brother.
It's not him, bro. It's like when you get caught cheating, right? It's not me, bro. It's my evil twin. You know, you know, it wasn't me. Yeah. Oscar Isaac was asked about like the whole red carpet thing at Cannes where he and you know, Jessica Chastain were promoting their Scenes from a Marriage miniseries, that they were getting a little too close for comfort, you know? And they asked him what was up, bro. And Oscar Isaac was like, that's not me. You guys got to go and do an investigation because I don't know who that guy is. he caught me on camera. But, yeah, man. This man is taking a promotion to the highest extent, bro. Yeah, there was a video of him and Rebecca Ferguson just talking about the film, and you just see, like, I mean, Oscar Isaac looking at Rebecca Ferguson with the eyes that are just undressing her. What's it called? Just looking at her, man. It's fucking nuts, man. This man is
crazy. I think there's something to it, but I don't want to invest too much my time because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, yeah. Man, you got 2 weeks to watch this thing, bro. You got 2 weeks.
That's it.
Brad, do it, man.
I don't know if I'll go to the movie theater and watch it because it's for personal, like, people in my house that are and I don't want to risk it. So I'd rather when's the earliest that I can watch it besides the theater?
Right now.
No, it's right on now. HBO Max. It's been on HBO.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll just watch it on HBO Max then, probably.
If you like Game of Thrones and you like space, this movie is for you.
Boom.
If you are a wrestling fan and you can get a chance to go to Wrestle Kingdom, you must do it. You must.
Oscar Isaac deserves a goddamn Oscar for what he did in this movie. All right. That explains the beard. A minor universe Oscar Isaac. Oh my God. But Brad. Oh shit, I'm sorry. Kelvin, how are you doing today, bro?
I'm good, man. Just chilling.
Are you gonna turn on a camera anytime now?
Oh, dude, I don't have one.
just get a picture so that way we have something to associate.
I'm trying to get a picture on. Do I need to log in to do that? It's your studio avatar.
Turn your camera off. Just turn your camera off.
You have to turn your camera off, bro. There you go.
There you go.
There it is.
It's always interesting what people choose.
Yeah.
No, please come back.
You're telling me you don't have a webcam, bro?
Hold on, man. Let me edit this to show what the real assets. Let me edit my studio avatar.
I can't talking while I'm muted, and it is not.
Happy Halloween.
Oh man! All
almost
right,
just did right there. I am so sorry, Rachel. It happens to me all the time.
Let's do this, Brad. Let's play with some cards.
Right. You're not going to ask everyone else how their day was?
Yeah, you just asked me.
I'm really sorry. I forgot that we started right off with the topic. All right, well, while Brad goes and gets cards, Rachel, what's up? How are you doing today?
I'm good. You guys know I like to give detailed reviews of my day. Where the fuck is this picture I just downloaded? So,
all right.
No. Okay. So I woke up. I went to my workout class, and then I went to go buy some Crocs to wear to work because I need comfy shoes for work. We've talked about this. These are my Crocs.
Okay.
The thing I learned is the Croc store really gets you with these charms. I was like, I'm just going in for some Crocs. And then I saw that they had all these charms, and I was like, I can't stop myself from buying them. So, you know, I got I got the two or the three that are, you know, definitely the most on brand for me. Mm-hmm. You know, the peach, the Spider-Man, the peace sign. There's some other cool shit. I got one that says cancer. Because I'm a cancer.
What the fuck was that, Kelvin? Jesus Christ.
Because, you know, you remember they had the same cancer.
Fucking, fucking Blade, yeah.
I am a cancer, though, so that's why I got that. But when I saw it, I immediately thought of Blade. And then I got this one that looks like a tattoo, you know, like the tattoos that say mom, but it says Elmo. All
right.
Yeah. And chicken nuggets. Hmm. And then Aiden? I came home, I took a long-ass nap, and now I'm here.
Sick. Aiden, how's it going today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Right, cool. All right, sick. Chilzone? Yo, Keon, how you doing today, bro? I mean, you just watched Dune, that's it.
Yeah, I just saw Dune today. I basically told you how I was doing today.
My day has been exciting.
Yo, Aiden just killed me, bro.
No, honestly, Aiden, well, like, how's it going today? If you want to know how my day was, I started off kind of shitty because I was really sweaty when I woke up. And then as soon as that happened, there was a lot of fucking noise happening outside of my apartment.
You know what?
I was like, eh, I really don't feel like cooking today, like, been working my ass off the past couple weeks. Like, I'm gonna take a day. I'm gonna take a day and just like go get a breakfast that I really, really want to enjoy.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do that. And as soon as I walked outside, I realized that there's people working on the building and they were blocking the only driveway.
Yep.
And I was like, "Hey, I'm trying to go get breakfast. Can I get into my car? You know, I know you guys are gonna have to back out." He was like, "Nah, is it urgent?" And I was like, "Well, I want to go get breakfast, but," and I was like, "I'm like, do I really want to do this like right now, like this early in the morning?" It's like, should I just go sit back inside and get some DoorDash or whatever? And the dude pisses me off, so yeah. So I had to wait for them to leave. Yeah, it was just really annoying, man. But then I saw Dune.
Yeah. All right.
You know what?
Keon, what's good? Where have you been?
People really don't understand like how much of a mood killer waking up in sweat booty juice is, bro.
I had to take another shower,
can't fucking
man.
Stand this shit,
does.
Bro.
Rachel does.
As someone who regularly wakes up in sweat because I have a very high body temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
I can't relate because I'm used to it at this point. But
yeah,
when it's one of my more recent additions to my PMS is my body temperature goes up for some reason when I PMS now. It's been happening for about 3 months now. Raul knows about this because I'm way too close with him. I sweat so fucking much during those periods of time. More than normal. There are times like it gets so bad that I like had to wash my sheets after because I just woke up and my like legs were like slipping across each other. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
More on the fact that I share too much with Raul later.
Yep. But yeah, I'm doing good. I've been sleeping all day because I'm kind of making up for the amount of sleep that I lost like about a week ago. Oh man, I hate that song exists, bro.
It's Bobby, bitch.
I hate that song fucking exists. But yeah, I mean, I've been sleeping a lot. That's pretty much it. I've been going through a phase.
Right, Brad, how are you, man?
I'm all right.
All right. Yeah, I just worked. It was another Friday. I worked.
Nah, I took a bunch of cardboard from my garage to the dump today. So
yeah,
I got.
What's
I
going
got
on
more.
With you today, Ada?
I'm good. Nigga, way too much, man.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh man, well, let's play with some cards, bro.
Go see Dune in IMAX.
What do you think is one thing that we surprisingly have in common?
Sweat.
The mental sweat. Illness.
Sweat.
Sweat. Sweat.
Sweat. A whole lot of sweat, bro. whole lot of sweat. Sweat and mental illness.
I just want to make you sweat.
Sweat.
Sweat and mental illness, Raul.
Like, yep. Life makes you sweat.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Keon both have had about a week ago stuck in our heads for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Brad, you want to go? Bro, you really gotta look at the question. You just said the question, dude.
Yeah, I don't have an answer, so I'm stalling.
All right, I'll come back to you. Yo, Keon, what is something that we all surprisingly have in common with each other?
We are friends.
Most of us have cameras.
Most of us have cameras. Yo, Kelvin, do you Except not Kelvin. Even have a webcam or anything?
No.
Are you using your phone?
Kelvin a cinematographer?
You're a liar, bro.
I think I actually have like one from 2001 that I'm that I'm like though. Desperate to try it
this
out.
This shit gonna
really
be in like 240p.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's gonna look like a bad VHS music.
It's not even gonna be in 240. It's gonna be in 180.
Liar, bro. What did you use all those times we've been on Zoom together?
No, I was
dude.
On my Mac, bro. So like right now I'm on my PC.
Oh.
I'll see how
average PC enjoyer
like a bad CGI shark.
Average PC.
Oh my god.
Oh lord. How do you always find a way?
I'm excited to see how the 2001 webcam god is going to work out. If there's even
It'll probably catch on fire.
This is going to have to
Brad is Edge and Seth Rollins 30 years of Hell in a Cell matches and you're still finding new bumps.
All right. Keon,
so, honestly, I'm gonna go with that. That we all have, we all have cameras.
<Kelvin.
laughs> That's funny. That's funny. That's right. A funny answer.
Aiden, what did you say? What is yours?
I don't know. We're all kind of fruity.
Damn it! I was thinking that.
Oh no.
I was
gonna
be like, yeah,
I'm not fruity, bro.
No, you already gave your answer.
No, you're not fruity, but like
everyone's a little bit yay.
Everyone's a little sweet in this group, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Rachel, you said
I'm not sweet, nigga. I'm savory.
Rachel, you said sweat, right?
You see the headband, motherfucker? Sweat. I'm savory.
Fuck no, Keon sweet with that chocolate cake.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. If you have an ass, it makes you sweet.
So, Rachel, which one did you say again?
Well, I was referring to me and Keon, but I think we definitely all have had about a week ago stuck in our heads since that song came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Nice.
Kelvin, we're playing with the cards, so you have to answer the question that's on the card.
Oh, yeah.
So,
so I'm going to answer for Pat as if he was here, and I'd say we all have a lot of swag, and that's true. Swag. We all do have a lot of swag. But my answer would be movies and sexual repression. And, all right,
cool. Aiden's like, I ain't got none of that. I ain't got trouble with that one.
I got both of those right now.
Aiden's like, I got a lot of things wrong with me, but that one isn't one of them.
Never been a problem.
I got 99 problems.
But my financials are all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the swag one is more fitting.
Yeah. Sexual oppression? Nope.
That's my problem. I don't even have credit. I keep relying on my cash, dog.
Yo, I don't even have, bro. My credit is really bad, bro. yeah.
Looks like I'm the one getting us that lease.
Yeah, you are definitely going to be the one who's getting us at least, because I do not have credit. All right, Brad, let's get another one.
I didn't answer.
Brad,
did you think of an answer?
I did think of an answer. We've all said something on this podcast we shouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What was the time? What was the time that I just blindly was talking about myself dying? And everyone was like, oh, that's dark. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Hey, don't move around too much, because the more you move up, what's it called? The more Twitch is probably gonna fucking ban me, bro. So,
no, that's why I zoomed in all the way.
Oh, you did? All right, cool. All right,
it's just you're up.
All right. So, Brad, get another card.
Yeah. What is it about me that makes you feel I understand you?
That you're old.
Damn.
Oh my god.
What? That you're
You could at least say like why. Is there something like that?
Right, Brad, you're 8 years older than me.
Let's get that. That's I'm not wise.
Or are you 9 years older than me?
Who?
You.
Me?
You're 33, right?
I'll be 35 in December.
Fucking hell, bro. No, you're 11 years older than me.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're about like You've got a lot of experience.
Fucking
right?
Hell, bro. Damn,
I ain't you dead
keep,
yet.
You just
I mean,
shitting up.
I mean, for no yeah, reason. back in the 1800s and, you know, the early 1900s, yeah, I'd probably be dead by now, but hey.
Back in the Reagan administration.
Yeah, you reached 30, dead.
That's why Brad understands me. It's because he's old and, like.
Do you know how it feels like to, like, surpass everyone in age that you, like, looked up to?
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. Okay, tell us about the day you found out that Kurt Cobain died, bro. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you the day, like, I turned... When he died, 27? They all died 27.
Yeah.
So that was lovely.
You were, like, fucking 5, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't remember. Honestly. I just remember the replays from MTV.
You were... Jesus Christ, Raul was just fucking shitting on Brad, bro. It's crazy. And we're just letting it happen.
I mean, I'm
yeah,
used to
Raul just straight open his butt, open his ass cheeks, and just let that shit go, bro.
I gotta go collect some questions. I'll be right back.
Damn, bro.
It's okay. I got pubes older than him, so I don't care.
That's not good. Yeah. All right, man. Brad, what you want to answer the question?
Makes you feel I understand you. I don't fucking know. Comedy?
Comedy?
We all got a bit of a funny bone.
All right.
No, I'm bland.
Yeah, if you want to say it.
Yo, Keon, what do you? What's up? What answer the question, man.
I feel like none of you really understand me.
Yeah, like to be fair, yeah, I was kind of in that same thing. I was like,
you know me. I mean, that's not even trying.
Just put up these emotional walls.
That's all the way my fault because I don't open up like that really, but I don't think any of you really understand me. That's not even me trying to be funny.
All right, Aiden, you want to tell us why you feel the same way?
No, I mean, sorry.
No, you good.
It's like, I feel like
a little emotional.
That ain't my emotion.
I feel like I'm just like, I have a hard time understanding myself sometimes. And that's kind of like,
exactly.
That's kind of why I've like stepped away a bit. It's because like, I really feel like I wasn't being a good person and I needed to like go back and like, and I'm still learning. So like trying to like become the person that I know that I can be. It's really hard working on that. So
yeah. Well, at least you're working towards it, you know?
Yeah, I don't talk about my feelings a lot. So. I'm trying to get better at it.
It's not easy.
Yeah, so am I. It's really not easy. Honestly.
Fuck, man. This is why I smoke weed.
Every day.
Yeah, and Aiden's in California right now.
No,
Rachel?
Fuck up not, bro. I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
No, dog. Shut fuck your about. Ass up.
Hey, bro. There's a legal amount of weed. You know, you can have a legal amount of THC in Texas now. Y'all niggas right, don't know how much I have.
Yo, Rachel, answer the question, please.
That's why it is digging. Ding.
The thing that makes me feel like I really understand Raul is that he really opened himself up to me in a Home Depot.
That takes guts, man.
No, it's not about what you think.
It's not what you think.
Yeah, that stays between the three of us right here. I don't think Kelvin knows about the Home Depot, right?
No, but I'm going to find out.
Luis knows.
Is that when Raul tried to fight a white lady?
Yeah, yeah, let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. Yeah. Yeah.
I love sunflowers.
Bro, I can see Raul really, like, winning, though. Like, going for a fucking takedown.
Dude, did you hear that story?
Raul's
you
spicy.
Know this story?
You hear Raul with his dogs, bro? That nigga knows how to fight.
Do you know that story?
No, I don't. I need to find out.
So, okay, so we're at Home Depot buying stuff for set, right? And this is when my hair was yellow, like yellow. Uh-huh. And this lady stops us. And she was just like, you know what your hair makes me think of? And I was like confused because I was like, before we got there, bro, I was like, yeah, people are going to stare at you. And I was like, yeah, I'm used to it. And so that's when I thought it was going to be one of those situations. Mm. So I was just like, and she's like, it reminds me of sunflowers. And I love sunflowers. And I was like,
oh, you told me this one. That's yeah, kind
of. And I turn around, and I turn around, and Raul was just like standing there, like the Arthur meme, just like.
Yeah, I was not ready to go.
Hey.
But that's actually not a. That's a pretty sweet comment. You know, it could have been worse.
I was about to say, yo, hold on, bro. I'm gonna go put on the Air Force Ones, bro.
Oh shit!
I was about to say, yeah, it could definitely been worse.
NBA YoungBoy is released. Go get me the strap. Bro.
But Raul's still ready to fight. He was ready to get out.
Yeah. Let's say.
I can see it, dog. I really can.
Go hit the gun. All right,
Kelvin? Enough Brian Danielson matches.
Who is this directed towards? Like, who
okay,
understands?
So these cards are supposed to be directed to one-to-one, but you can use it on anybody. And since I'm the only one, or Rachel too, so get directed to either me or Rachel.
Because I'm extremely transparent. So there's not much to hide in that sense. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a very... complex kind of like mentally complex person, very open about who I am, I guess. So that would probably be why. But also, I don't know, just the bond that we have. I wish I had a funny response, but like it's just an easy answer, you know? Like
maybe it was nothing about the friends we made along the way.
Exactly. Now you can make it a little corny.
Fucking hate y'all. All right, Brad, let's get another one.
What do you do that detracts from the relationships in your life? I already have my answer.
Mom, you really don't want me to do my Brock Lesnar impression, do you? All right, Brad, what's your answer?
This podcast.
Yeah, this podcast.
I haven't seen my wife in 5 years.
What keeps you away from this?
We're only on a couple of days of the week, man.
We're only on from 8:30 to 9:30, Monday through Friday.
You have so much more time.
You go to bed with your wife every day.
It's not on us.
Yeah, don't blame your marriage on us.
I think Brad needs to go back and review the last question.
All right, Brad, repeat that question for me, please.
What do you do that detracts from the relationships in your life?
What keeps me away from the relationships in my life? Detracts me from relationships. All the work that I somehow put on myself that I need to do. I don't know if y'all know this, because a lot of y'all never, well, Brad knew me definitely when we started this thing, but like, I don't actually go out to do much if it's not revolving around something that I do for content. So like, I'll go out to eat with like, let's take Carla for example. If I'm going to go out with Carla and we're going to go eat, there's usually pictures I'm going to take before for pictures and for like fucking Instagram and stuff. Right. And then if I hang out, let's say to go to the movies, I'm probably going to talk about that movie on the podcast, and I'm going to either, what's it called, write about it on the site. So like, I don't actually do a lot of things that are actually like, you know, I do fun things, but they're always end up being for work or content. So like, what keeps me away from my relationships is that I just do a lot of shit. A whole lot of shit. Yeah. Like, I don't go to, like, to the zoo or something, bro. Like, I don't go to fucking, you know, ice skating or fucking, I don't know.
You're,
like,
you're not missing much at the zoo. Yeah, depressed, bro. Animals, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, I hate going to the brother, zoo, man. I fucking
My brother has a really funny story about the zoo. Yeah, he and his friends went one time when they were here for, like, spring break. And all of a sudden, like, this orangutan just comes and starts beating off in front of them. And then, no, that's not the, hold on, that's not even the worst part, bro. He finishes on his hand and he licks it, dude.
Oh.
And then he just goes what and else grabs to do another orangutan and brings him and just starts fucking it in front of the people, bro.
Hey.
You know, Aiden, I really can't fucking stand you, bro. I heard what you said, bro.
What did you say?
He said, after you finished that comment about him finishing on his hand and licking it off, Aiden said, what else are you supposed to do with this? I heard that shit. He thought you was slick. Fucking nasty. Right.
Extra protein.
Keon, wait, answer the question, because this is probably going to be our last card for today.
What do I do that retracts from... detracts from...
relationships.
Just be a depressed little bitch, honestly. Like, that's pretty much my day job, honestly. Like right now, it does detract from my relationships because I'm not allowed to spend time with people that I care about without feeling like I'm not wanted. So
I want you, bro.
We all want you, man.
Hawaiian buns.
Bro, somebody with an ass like that, bro, I'm always going to want, bro. I always want them around.
Nah, bro. Nah, man, my new favorite thing is putting Keon onto to wrestling, dog. Expanding his mind.
Yeah, bro. You know how fucking fun shit is, bro?
My favorite thing.
We always want you around, Keon. Honestly, I had you around more.
All I have to say to that, put some seasoning on it.
Put some seasoning on it, baby. On it.
You know how long it's been since that joke.
Put some seasoning on that thing. Hey,
it's best. Oh, thanks, Brad.
Fucking Hawaiian sweet roll ass, bro. Don't you honey ever glazed that bullshit, fucking, bro?
With the caramelized onions on it.
Hey,
That sizzle. Bro, your ass so fat you can park 10 Tahoes on it, bro.
Like some Applewood smoked ham, dog. Just put that on there too. If we have the sweet Hawaiian rolls, dog, this is delicious.
Okay, because I see Rachel is extremely uncomfortable right now. How are you feeling about this right now? Because, like, I can see that...
Well, he's got a fat ass, okay?
I just listen to it, and I let it happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, but I have nothing to add to it, so I just sit here and listen.
That's all we're saying, man.
I'm only observing. All right.
I'm just here.
What the fuck is the question?
What do you do that retracts from your relationship?
Detracts.
Retracts is something else.
Extremely selfish. Extremely selfish.
Damn, man.
And I'm working on it.
All right. Rachel?
Sleep.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Y'all know I battle with hypersomnia. Which is the opposite of insomnia, but it has the same symptoms. So, all
right. Kelvin, what do you do that detracts from your relationships? Is it the fact that you don't have a webcam?
people just see that and they're like, "Oh, god damn it!" And they just kick me off the stream. Not y'all though. You guys are different. No, workaholic.
We're really not different.
The funny thing is that Kelvin's been on this show before. Yeah. And last time he was on, he had a fucking webcam.
I did. My 2001 webcam. No, workaholic. Just in general, put a lot of effort into things I do, but also that takes away from hanging out with people and doing things, but also a lot of my friends are the same way. So it's... not a huge disservice, and we all understand and we value each other's independence, but then you're like, wait, when was the last time we hung out? Oh, it's been like a month and a half, or it's been like, I don't know, it's been like way longer than it should be, you know, or like one person I hung out with yesterday I haven't seen in 4 months, and this is like a childhood friend. And I was like, yeah, we can't do that. Like, so we know what it is. It's just like I'm working, you know, and he's busy with Calvin. Stuff. So
Calvin. The last time we hung out was in like June.
That's true, exactly. See what I mean?
You need to upgrade from dial up. I'm just saying.
But also that. Like I don't even talk to him, you know. Yeah. I don't even like We do talk often, but like that's different, I guess.
To be fair, like what constitutes this hanging out? Because like we play Valorant all the time together.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I'm saying, like, I lose communication with people half a year sometimes. So
yeah, I don't let that happen.
Yeah,
yeah, I just thought about
it. Kelvin, it's okay, Kelvin. The boys will be together again soon.
The wolf pack.
The wolf pack. I just thought about it.
Have you heard of that shit? It's like someone who says that at a wedding speech. The wolf pack, and then you just cringe right away. You're like, no, don't, let's not do that. Come on.
They did that on somebody did that on season 3 of The Circle.
Oh wow.
All right.
I just thought about it, bro. Kelvin got the kind of camera that you win off of fucking Club Penguin sweepstakes. It's great.
Nah, don't do that to him. That's funny.
No, it's true. That's true.
The way he describes it, that's what it sounds like.
All right, man. It's been a lot of fun here. It's been a lot of fun here, but as always, we are well on our way out, my friends. I'm gonna watch a movie after this. I rented Titan, and I'm about to watch Titan. Ooh. And everybody else who was gonna watch with me have rented their own fucking. What happened, bro?
Rented.
Man, I'll be right back, bro.
No, I bought it.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and get on this from the bottom to the top. Kelvin, you have anything to plug, bro?
Oh, my IG, Kelvinator_getdown, and my website, which is linked on my IG, and that's it. Monkey's Paw 2021 coming out soon, or 2022 probably.
But. When are we gonna do our RAN commentary, bro? We're supposed to be doing that a long time ago.
Are we doing RAN, or are we doing?
You chose RAN. You chose RAN.
Wait, I thought I chose Barry.
No, I'm not talking about cinema condition. I'm talking about commentary where we come on here and we watch the movie and we commentate.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We were supposed to do it for Monkey's Paw.
I can do it probably at the end of this month.
All right, yeah, we need to get on accordance with that because that ain't going to happen next at the end of the month. All right, so Brad's like, yeah, no, that ain't happening anytime soon. All right, Rachel, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me everywhere on Lucky Pitch, Alisikawa Pitch. So that's every Tuesday, no Central Standard Time, no episodes of the Luckiest Peach Podcast. This week's episode was my review of Malignant with Luis, as well as I uploaded the next episode of my Patreon-exclusive Ingmar Bergman series late. So the episode on A Ship to India is out now. Also, the next episode is going to be late because I was supposed to do that today. I'll probably have that one up tomorrow, though. Lucky's Peach website coming soon, and I'm still working on the stickers.
All right. Aiden, let them know where they can find you on at 10:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time on the Nerdcore Podcast Network.
On High Flyer Radio. Except for not this week, remember, because fucking my work. Job
yep.
sucks.
Yeah.
But it's usually good, we're bro. On there talking about wrestling, man.
Yeah. I hate the Crown Jewels kind of fire.
Yeah, that was funny. I texted you. Let's just say right now, I hate the Crown Jewels kind of fire. Pretty much every match was kind of a banger, except for that Dewberry or whatever the fuck. And
Dewberry? Dewdrop, bro.
Dewdrop. Who gives a shit, man? It's still a stupid fucking name. Dewdrop and Zelina Vega. This fucking the booking on that was bullshit. Roman Reigns has more than 3 moves now. And Bianca Belair is probably like the greatest wrestler in the world right now.
All right. Keon, where can they find that sexy piece of ass, bro?
You can find me on twitter.com/MrChillZone, and you can also find me at Twitch. .tv/MrChillZone. Oh, bro, don't do this.
Why does he get the spotlight? See, this is what I mean. I'm selfish. Sorry. No one else got a fucking spotlight.
I gave you a whole ass spotlight for your review of Dune, you son of a bitch.
Such a fucking dickhead. I'm so sorry, guys.
All right. Oh, but yeah, that's... Finish up, Keon.
Oh, and you
just like that orangutan.
Flash, I don't have. Yo, Brian. Yeah. YouTube.com/ I don't have my own URL. It's on my Twitter bio. So.
All right, Bradley.
Random Germ 101 everywhere. I'm just gonna put it out of that because I've been doing shit with the Nerdcore.
No, my friends, this is why we tell you to go to the Patreon, because once we are able to get more patrons, what we are able to be, get more money in, we're gonna be able to get a social media coordinator here, be able to get somebody to manage our social media. We
can just join the Discord. Join the Discord. Them, you know? I mean, I don't read the Discord, but y'all might.
I do. What the fuck, man? Somebody has to fucking take care of this network. All right. So, but most importantly, my friends, if you do want to see Before I Leave next month, you are going to want to be on the Patreon. Just, so, like, if you missed out on our first round of funding, if you missed out on our second round of funding, you still have a chance to watch Before I Leave next month that I worked on, that Rachel worked on, that Kelvin worked on. If you go to patreon.com/nerdcore, become a patron for next month, and you will be able to watch Before I Leave next month. And, of course, I am the Nerd Chicano, both Instagram and Twitter. Twitch.tv/NerdChicano, YouTube.com, under Raul Alejandro Mendoza. I have 55 subscribers now. So,
hey,
you know.
More than halfway?
55 more.
You make my earthquake.
No, 45 more.
45 more. Shut up, man.
No, it's 55, boo.
I'm stingy, bro. I want 55 more. But, yeah, go ahead and subscribe so I can get my custom URL, and I no longer have to do an ad this long, bro. But most importantly, for all updates about Before I Leave, go to Instagram.com/BeforeILeaveFilm. And also, Nerdcore.com. Check out all the stuff that I write, because I'm going to be writing a bunch of more stuff for Houston Cinema Arts Festival next month.
Boom.
Because we're going. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, my friends. I'll catch you guys. Not tomorrow. I'm going to be watching Dune tomorrow. I don't know about Brad. We have a show tomorrow, Brad? Nope. All right, cool. We'll catch you guys on Sunday then. And remember, y'all, Adele has shooters, and they're waiting to make sure that you don't leak that album. And without further ado, Brad, send them out.
Let's see if I do better than this than yesterday. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Raul, for being host as always. Thank you to our special guest co-host today, Keon, Aiden, Rachel, Kelvin. Look at that. Look at that. My brain's back. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all those who joined us in chat today, all our listeners, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And in this episode, I'll just say, be sure to clean your hands. Young Yoda out.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hate this nigga, man.
Don't miss the Juice Robinson match on New Japan World either. That's a great match. You'll see me in the front row.